patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Have we ever had a guest on right at the beginning of the show? Maybe once, I think.
I believe we've had Zora on before at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I think we had the president, too. Obama was on, but right. So Zora and Obama are the only ones that come on right.
Did we have our open? I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, we had it.
Oh, okay. It's got to be fast.
Oh, Homer was talking to me. That's right.
Zora needs to get on right away.
Zora, so important. That's right. She's got stuff to do.
And I'm,
Zora, what stuff you got
I need,
to do?
I need a confidence builder after she gets done answering your question. Zora, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, we've got some Bucks film room stuff in the works, so I got to make sure I get there on time.
Film room stuff? What do you mean? What's that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, let me enlighten you. So it's a new series that we started this season, and I basically watch film with the guys, and they break down different plays, and then, you know, we chit-chat as well. So I've done Giannis, Chris, Grayson, Bobby so far. Check it out, Bucks YouTube. Film room.
It's on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
All right, what have you learned that you didn't already know based on going through this with any
basketball.
Or all players?
No, she's a hooper.
I'll bet she found something out that either surprised her or that she wants to make note of.
Well, Bobby's just at the forefront of my mind because that's the last one we did. And so a few things. One, last summer in the offseason, Bobby developed what he and his team are calling the four-point line. Because they went through, and he's really big on film and reflection, and they said last season there was a bunch of two-pointers that should have been three-pointers, but his foot was on the line. And so in the offseason, they developed a four-point line to ensure that he's not taking any long twos. So he would practice shooting and making sure that it was like multiple feet behind the three-point line. And so his goal when he's lining himself up is to get to the four-point line rather than the three-point line. That's number one. Any reaction?
I would think that's something.
Any reaction? No.
No, I don't understand. I don't understand how that's a problem in the first place. Given the threes, that's like telling me they had to work on tying their shoes. That seems so basic to the NBA. I'm surprised something needed to be done. So what am I missing?
School them, Zora. School them.
For a guy like Bobby Portis, who is not necessarily, I mean, historically, not known as just like a spot-up shooter, right. He was getting more and more threes last season. But his foot was on the line. He was too close to the three-point line. And so he was shooting long twos, which is like the worst shot in basketball because he might as well take a step back.
Yeah.
Think Brooklyn Nets series and Kevin Durant. Maybe Kevin Durant should develop the four-point line so that when he faces up for a three-pointer, he doesn't look at the three-point line. He imagines a line behind it so that no matter how he steps into it, it's always a three. Does that make sense?
Like, it does, but doesn't everybody do that?
No, I mean...
No. That's why guys step out of bounds, because they're not looking. They're thinking of where they are. They're not
Shouldn't
aware.
Shouldn't everybody do that? This could be... Zora should patent this and make a lot of money.
No, Bobby came up with it. No, it's like when I'm going to shoot, I'm looking where the three-point line is. I'm not looking multiple feet behind the line. That's why him and his team developed just this imaginary thing in his mind. Like, hey, don't look at the three-point line. Look multiple feet behind it so you make sure your toes are not on the line.
Okay, I still don't get how. How many shots do you take that you thought were a three that weren't a three? I would say very few when you played.
Well, Bobby had more of those last season based on all the film he watched, and that's why it was a focus for his in the offseason to make sure that his foot was behind the line.
Got it. I'm distracted a little bit because I just want stuff on Bobby Portis. He seems like a happy guy. Seems like he's living the dream. Seems like you could tell us five things that we all need to know about Bobby Portis that would make us smile. I think anything about Bobby Portis should make us smile. That's how I feel watching him play.
You want another Bobby Portis story?
Yeah.
The Bucks are playing the Bulls on Friday. Okay, so we know that Bobby Portis spent some time in Chicago, the first NBA team he was on. He was there with Derrick Rose, and he was the rookie at the time, and we were just talking about rookie duties and such, and he said one game, his whole thing is he had to bring candy for Derrick Rose. I forget, it was either Twizzlers or Skittles. One of the two, like Derrick Rose eats them like it's like, you know, vitamins. Like he needs them every single day at a certain time before the game. one game, Bobby forgot to bring them. Derrick Rose is like, dude, like, you got to bring my candy. Where's my candy? Bobby's like, I don't have it. Derrick Rose is like, well, find some. He goes all around the United Center trying to ask people, like, hey, do you have this specific candy? Nobody has it. None of the attendants have it. Like, it's nowhere to be found in this huge arena. So Bobby had to leave the arena after he had already gotten there for warmups to go to the convenience store to get the candy for Derrick Rose that he would be prepared for the game.
Good story.
Come on,
Bobby. Did I redeem myself from the 4-point line?
No, that was fine. But I think that it's hard to say it's more fun to watch someone play than Giannis, because Bobby Portis says he's good. But he just seems to be having so much fun. And I don't, you know, it's not someone that's, unless you're a really big, tight NBA fan, you'd know about him. And
is Bobby, right. Is Bobby aware of his eyes, Sora?
Yes.
He is?
Yes. He's aware of his eyes.
What did the guy say? What did the guy say?
It's not something I've ever brought up to him. I've never asked him about the eyes, but I know previously his nickname was Crazy Eyes. And
yeah. I mean, I know his teammates make fun of him, because that's what I would do if I was his teammate. His eyes get big all the time.
I know.
When he's doing stuff, his eyes get big. It's funny.
But he's the nicest guy. I mean,
well, that's what I'm asking you. Is he having as much fun as he seems to be? I don't know how he was in other spots.
Yes. Well, no, I think he's found his happy place. He's also, I think, you know, after, like, during the pandemic, when everyone had to, like, go home and be inside, he did a lot of reflection and just, like, found the love for the game again. And he's just, like, so grateful to be in a position where he can play basketball and provide for his family. So he's got so much gratitude. It's just, he just feels like on cloud nine that he's able to do this and make a living. So, I mean, Bobby was always having fun.
Right, great gratitude.
Like, when
but
you
it's,
can get riled up, that's
well, that's what I mean.
Fun.
I was going to say, it always seems like all the gratitude, he's so happy. But you always get the feeling he could turn crazy man at any point in time. And I don't know if that's appropriate, but that's kind of what I feel.
Yeah, but I think you're interpreting it in the wrong way. Like, that's in all the fun of the game. Like, for example, last night, Kelly Oubre and him, like, were kind of going at it. They've been friends since they were kids. Like, they know each other, you know? So it's never ill will when it comes to Bobby Portis. Like, he's a competitor. He wants to get in your mind during the game. But also, like, he's, you know, he's just a fun guy. And he's, you know, he just play the game.
The ill will guy is Grayson Allen. Homer, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, my goodness. Here he goes. Grayson's actually, like, one of the nicest people as well.
Of course. Of course he is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then let's have a Grayson Allen story. This is great. Stories.
Oh, wait. I got to go to the bathroom. Hold on. I'll be back. Okay. Yes. You guys go ahead. Tell them, Dora. I'll be out of here.
She'll have more stories. We're just getting started. No,
Grayson
you have to.
Allen story. Well, this one.
Tony's not like actually that. Leaving. He was just saying that. He's actually.
I know.
Listening.
I'm ignoring him. So Grayson Allen.
Would be the first female to do that, Dora.
What?
You're not the first female to ignore me, so I don't take it personally.
I love we've gotten to that point where I can be honest with you. Grayson, it goes 3-for-6 from 3-point line last night. I did a film room with him, and I said, how much space do you need to get your shot off? And he said, it's not necessarily about the space. It's about how I catch the ball. So he's like, if I catch it right under my chin, which is the pocket for him, everybody's pocket is different, right? If he catches it right under his chin, he feels like he can get it off anytime. Like, it's not about where the defender is. It's about how he feels when he catches the ball. I thought that was interesting.
It seems that he's having the time of his life.
Do his teammates know his pocket?
You know, Giannis is a great passer, but Grayson joked, like, you wherever Giannis throws it, you just got to figure out how to catch it. Like, you don't tell Giannis, hey, I want it here. Like, you figure out
what?
How
to adjust whoa, to whoa. No, I'm not buying that. Giannis is perfect about everything. I refuse to believe that Giannis isn't focused on where players want the ball.
Yeah, like, he's a great passer, but his teammates are not going to him saying, like, I want the ball right under my chin.
Why not?
Like, that's the MVP. He's giving me good passes. He's finding me. I'm just going to catch it and shoot it.
Wait a minute. Tony, you play with Magic Johnson. Are there things you couldn't tell Magic Johnson that would make it easier for you?
No, you can't tell him. Just Gracie's not using his time to go tell Giannis that.
Should I go tell Giannis? I'd like to go. I go tell Giannis for Grayson Allen.
Okay. You go do it.
Where does he want the ball exactly?
Right under his chin.
Okay. On all passes.
Right.
Yeah, throw it at my face, Giannis.
In all scenarios when you're getting triple teamed. Okay, sure.
Well,
I'll get you the ball right under your chin.
First of all, Giannis can do it. So this is right under his chin when he's going to shoot a three or when he's passing him the ball at any situation.
When you're passing to him for him to shoot it.
Okay.
When you think he's in a position to shoot it.
And again, he's getting many of those open jumpers because nine people are around Giannis. So he wants it right under his chin.
You're taking this the wrong way. We're not doing this. We're not doing this though.
What?
Yes, Giannis can do it.
I am.
Like, of all the things that you're talking to Giannis about, right? Like, in all of the things of the game, it's not get me the ball under my chin every single time. It's not.
I think if I said it to Giannis, you know what he'd say?
Okay, and go on with his day.
No, he'd say, I already knew that. You don't think he'll say, I already know that?
I'm sure he maybe knows, but I'm just saying in the flow of the game, you can't be thinking it. Like,
how about, Zora, if instead of me doing it, you go up and say, Giannis, there's this old guy that I work with, and he thinks that you should know that Grayson Allen likes the ball right under his chin when he's getting ready for a shot.
And you see, just like Grayson is not using his conversations with Giannis for that purpose, I'm not going to use my conversations.
I'm lost.
Good.
I don't
Zora,
get that.
Smart.
I would
Very
feel,
smart.
I don't know Giannis, but I would feel like I could say anything to him. Anything. And not be slightest bit worried about it. But you're like,
what if you
no.
Said, what if you said your mama?
That I wouldn't feel worried about
that.
No, he might not matter, whatever. But I feel like I don't get why Grayson wouldn't just go up and say it. But
I'm sure he could. And just in that particular moment when we did that film room, which was months ago at this point, he had not gone to Giannis and said, please get me the ball under my chin.
Zora, let me help you. Let me help you out so he can move on to something. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Homer.
Please.
Yeah. As players, we don't say that to each other. I don't tell Homer, I want the ball under my chin. You know what? As a passer, you figure that out eventually. Hey, don't give me any lip. You figure that out eventually. And if you haven't figured it out, that tells me you can't do it. So I don't have to tell you to do it. Just pass me the ball. Guess what? I practice bad pass shots. Zora, I'm sure you had the same thing. They practice bad pass shots. The coach throws you the ball in a terrible spot. You got to catch it and make shots.
So I have this right. You purposely don't give someone information that would help.
You purposely
them be
don't
better.
Give them information.
Okay,
correct.
Then go ahead. You're right.
Because it does no good to give them information.
I can move on. I'm probably not in the best mood because I'm just really worried about Philly. I'm really worried about Philadelphia.
Really?
They're really good. Yes. They're really good.
They are. So are the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
Why aren't you worried about Brooklyn?
I am too. I didn't even get to that. Well, that didn't Durant. That one didn't count. But yes.
Oh, but you're not.
Yeah,
well, no, if you
talk. Game after the All-Star, I don't know. I'm not worried.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not.
If you told me that Kyrie Irving was going to play in all games, I'd be really worried. You just hope that Philly and Brooklyn have to play each other because I don't think the Bucks can beat them both in the playoffs.
Well, that would be tough.
If they play Toronto in the first round, you can't play any games.
That's correct.
Wait, what?
In Canada.
If Brooklyn plays Toronto in the first game, he can't play any games.
Yeah, he can't play in Canada.
He can't play in Canada.
I still think he's going to be able to play in the home games. But
that's actually a great point, Tony. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, honestly.
Is there anything that you would like to tell Giannis, but you haven't told him because he's MVP?
I haven't thought about that.
All right. Okay. Then
not on my list.
Hit me in my shot pocket, homie.
Yeah.
Those were great stories. You can and Bobby Porter stories forever.
I'll keep them coming. I'll have a story for every week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Zora
promises.
Story.
Promises.
Yeah. Zora, awesome.
Zora, don't make promises you cannot keep, please.
I know. You're right.
But she can. She knows. No, she knows.
She's already rescinded
that they'll have. She'll have one now that she's thinking about it and stuff. Yeah. Come on. She can give us a story about. We didn't even get to the different
people. She'll give you a Brooke Lopez story.
She can give us a story about a player on the team that nobody knows their name.
See, she's got a
Brooke. There you go.
She's got a Brooke story queued up.
I have a Brooke story to close out.
Yes.
So, Brooke Lopez gets a haircut like once a season right for media day. He says, picture day at school, you got to get a haircut. Media day, you have to get a haircut. He said, but after that, no haircut. So that's why you see Brooke Lopez all clean shaven, put together for media day for his school pictures. And after that, he continues to grow it out. Meanwhile, his brother Robin does not care about school picture day. And for what? I mean, it might even be a decade now, has not done anything to the beard. So Brooke Lopez, once a year, right before media day, and then you won't,
what's the
you
purpose,
won't see
bro?
Haircut.
That's such a catfish.
Once a year for a haircut.
Maybe playoffs.
Right, once a year
such
for
a
haircut.
Catfish. That's, that's equivalent to the girl who looks great the first couple of dates, and then she goes back to not wearing makeup, putting
on sweats.
I would
think his hair would grow too long and without a haircut for that long a time.
Well, if you see any of the pictures of him now,
yeah,
like, it's clear he hasn't done anything.
I mean, to be honest, when Zora was when she was first saying the story and she said Brooke gets a haircut, when those words came out, I was thinking never. I was like, she can't say he gets a haircut often, there's no way. And then she said once. I said, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You believe he gets a haircut once a year?
I do too. Have you seen his hair? Dude?
Of course, I've seen his hair.
I think
hair.
Once a season, maybe more accurate.
All right, all right.
Because he may off season. I don't know what he does. But
great, in season. Great story to finish. Thanks, Zora.
Anytime.
Yep. 2 o'clock anytime as well.